Jacob is the first person I remember loving from this church. In my earliest memories of RE, we used to talk about Harry Potter. Ever since, seeing Jacob at church has been a highlight of my week. We have made so many silly and meaningful memories together, some of which still include Harry Potter. Jacob is clever and creative. One time, he translated the song Stars from Les Miserables into Latin. Then, he recorded himself performing one piano part, three cello parts, and four voice parts, and edited them all together. He listens like what you have to say is crucial, even if it's something as mundane and inconsequential as what happened at school that day. He is empathetic, gives amazing hugs, and lets you know that you're appreciated. He checks in on you if something seems off or you're sitting alone, and speaks up for the people whose voices are not being heard. Jacob has a gift for solving problems. You can tell when he gets a new idea because he gets this look on his face and he goes, "Oh," or "Hmm." And the words that follow are always interesting. He never fails to make me smile, from his puns to exchanging Latin memes to this really, really funny run he does where he doesn't move his arms at all and he just runs. Even when he isn't telling jokes, he has a way of making you laugh. Jacob will attend Binghamton University this fall, where he will major in computer science and continue his career of musical performance. Jacob, I am truly grateful for all of the joy you have brought into my life. You embody the best things about this faith and this community, and are a brilliant and compassionate individual. I am unbelievably sad that our paths lead different directions from here, but I know you will achieve so much and make the world a better place as you continue on your journey.